Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life, Part 2, Keys to Increased Sensitivity. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Last time I was with you, we talked about the clear conscience. How that having your heart cluttered with a lot of undone things, a lot of unfinished business, how that will muddy the water, so to speak. It will dull you. And you can confuse your own spirit. When the Lord deals with you to do something, do it. Don't go for weeks and weeks and months and even years and things undone. Your conscience bothering you about something you didn't do or something that you should have done that you didn't do or something that you should make right. Keep a clear heart. Keep a clear conscience if you want to be sensitive to the Lord's Spirit. We talked about that. And now today I want to get into something else. Keys to increased sensitivity. Turn to Colossians, please, and I'll explain it as we read this verse. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3. How many are interested in this? How many are believing that you're going to be more sensitive to the Spirit ere this year is over than you were last year? That we are growing. Amen. And mistakes you used to make, you're not going to make. Right? Ways you've missed it in the past, you're going to stop missing it like that. Because you're not going to be led by things that lead you astray. You're going to be led by the one who's never wrong. Amen. You do understand the Holy Spirit has never made a mistake. Ever. Ever. He'd never lead you to make a bad investment. Ever. Ever. If you and I are led by the Holy Spirit 100% of the time, we would never miss it in any area. You have to get apart from His leading to miss it. And we're growing in this. We're getting better every day. In Colossians, the third chapter, Colossians 3, and 14. 3:14. Are you there? He said, above all these things, put on charity or love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Notice this phrase now. Let the peace of God rule in your heart and be thankful. Let me read this to you from the Amplified. I like the Amplified version of this. It says, and let the peace from Christ rule. They also add, act as umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your minds. Let me read it to you again. Let the peace from Christ rule in your hearts. Let it act as an umpire continually. Let that peace decide and settle with finality all questions that arise in your mind. Now, I'm going to show you in just a few moments that we are instructed extensively to follow peace. I don't mean once or twice. I'm going to show you in the Scripture. But this Scripture says it very, very plainly, especially in the Amplified. When questions arise in your mind, issues come up that you're not settled about. Do I do this or do I not? What do you let settle the question? He said, let the peace of the Christ, let the peace of God or the peace of the Anointed One, the Amplified brings out, settle that issue. Should I do it? Should I not? When I think about doing it, I don't have peace. Something bothers me about it. When I think about not doing it, I'm relaxed. I have peace. Should we pay attention to that? Oh, big time. Let me read it one more time. Let the peace from Christ rule in your hearts. Let it act as umpire continually. Does that paint a picture for you? Whether it's, well, let's say it's baseball. And somebody, you know, are they safe or are they out? Who gets to call it? The ump. Right? Who gets to call stuff in you? Do you do it or do we not? How do we know? Do it. Peace. No peace. Don't do it. Peace. Not talking about hearing voices. We're not talking about seeing things. We're talking about something on the inside of you. The Bible talks about the peace that passes understanding. Keeping your heart. Keeping your mind. Amen? Amen. Let that peace guide you. Let that peace direct you. Because after all, what is that peace? What is that peace? Is it not the Spirit of peace? Is it not a manifestation of the God of peace? Well, then when we're following that peace, we're following God. We're following the Spirit of God. Everybody say, follow peace. Let peace decide the issue. Let peace settle the question. Amen. Can you see that? You know, there's over 450 references to peace in the Bible. There's another 300 some references to rest. That's a big subject, isn't it? Let me just remind you some of these things. Repeatedly, the way Jesus would begin something with someone is say, peace to you. Right? Peace to you. And when people were afraid, the angels of the Lord, or the Lord himself would say, peace. Don't be afraid. Peace. We just got through reading. We didn't receive the spirit of fear, but the spirit of adoption. He's the spirit of peace. Amen?
Amen.
That's one thing the world cannot give you. Sin cannot bring you peace. No amount of sin, no amount, the devil can't give you peace because he does not have it. He has no access to it. He doesn't have peace himself. And friend, this is one of the most wonderful things and parts of being a Christian.
Yeah.
That you can have in your bosom, in your heart, in your soul, in your mind, all day and all night, peace. Peace. You can have peace in the midst of trials and tests and storms. What people can't get in a bottle, they can't get in a pill, they can't get by spending money and buying things. You can't get it except through God. Jesus said, in the world you'll have tribulation. But what? Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And he said, peace I give to you. Not like the world gives. You can't get this in the world. My peace. Oh, the same peace Jesus walked in when he was in the earth belongs to you and me. How many believe Jesus walked in peace?
Amen.
Was he cool?
Yeah.
Calm and collected.
Yeah.
All the time. Did stuff rattle him?
No.
Did it shake him?
No.
No. Did storms on the sea shake him? Sleeping in the back of the boat. They had to wake him up. Did the Pharisees shake him?
No.
Sadducees. I mean, they thought they got him pinned. They got him publicly asking him all these questions about the law. And he just says, I got a question for you. You answer my question, I'll answer yours. I mean, just like that. Turn the table around. And in 3 seconds, all the crowd was going, uh-huh, answer him. Oh, the wisdom of God is in the peace of God, the direction of God. You and I are to walk in peace all day and all night, on the job, at home, on the highway, in the airplane, everywhere, pay on bill paying day. Huh? Doctor report day, when the tests come in day,
Amen.
Peace, peace, marvelous, wonderful peace is ours. Study the Bible some on this and you'll see what I'm talking about. I mean, it is huge in the Scriptures. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of verses that just keep saying the same thing. In the Bible, in the New Testament, just in the epistles, there's a dozen plus times where it starts out by saying, grace and peace to you. You know, God is called the God of peace over a half dozen times in the New Testament. The gospel is called repeatedly the gospel of peace. It's a good report.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. See, so many times the gospel hadn't been preached. Judgment's been preached.
Yeah.
Rules have been preached.
That's right.
Lifestyle has been preached. You're going to hell if you don't change. That's not good news. I said, that's not good news. What's good news? God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing to them their trespasses. He became sin with our sin. We've been made righteous with his righteousness. All you got to do is believe on him and accept him and you're saved forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's good news.
Amen.
He'll heal your body. That's good news. He'll get you out of debt. That's good news. He'll fill you up with his spirit and use you for something that means something. Make you a blessing to humanity. That's good news. That ministers peace to your soul. If the devil and people in the world have told you that you're not going to amount to anything, that it's too late, that you've wasted your life, you don't have anything to offer, God doesn't tell you that. He gives you the message of peace. You know, one thing that people have misunderstood and misinterpreted, scriptures that talk about conviction and condemnation. You'll hear people say, they'll leave services sometimes and say, man, boy, you know, the Holy Ghost really condemned me about that. God really condemned me about that. That is incorrect language. Did you hear me? Because the Holy Spirit is not a condemning spirit. He is a convicting spirit. Another word for convict is convince. He will convince you of what is right. Now, if you've been in the wrong, and when he shows you what is right, and you see how far off you've been from it, your own heart will condemn you. That's not the Holy Ghost condemning you. And what you need to understand and realize, that even when your own heart is condemning you, the Holy Ghost will come and put his arms around you and comfort you. Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Peace, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-125. That's R-125. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.